we can understand that the expectation is quite far from the reality. So we have to do our duty, not being a slave to the situations. Only then we'll be able to get rid of this expectation hazards. To keep it simple, I would like to quote the preachings of Lord Krishna to Arjuna, where he says, Karmanyeva vadikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. And the sloka goes on, which means that do your duty, not expecting the end result. I think this would be the best formula to be successful in life. Here, it clearly emphasizes that we, most of the human beings, while we do a work, we are more concerned about the end result while performing the duty, because of which we are wasting our energy thinking about the end result than performing the duty. If we were able to spend the same energy thinking about the end result, instead of thinking about the end result, if we put the same energy on the work itself, maybe we can yield more good results. Then how do we get rid of the expectation effects would be the next question. As the first step, here one has to understand that every life has its own destiny. Life doesn't always give you what you ask for, but it will for sure give you what you needed. But why do we keep expecting? All I can say is it is just a human tendency to expect more than he or she does. We aspire more than reality, and most of the times the result of our action is not in our hand. So we may not get the result we expected, which ultimately leads to disappointment or unhappiness. The moment expectation stops, that's where our misery ends, and that's where you start realizing your inner abilities and or your true strengths. There begins the ultimate journey of life, which is called as the journey of truth. Only then we will start living on our own strengths than being a slave to the situations. Till one doesn't realize his strength, the truth, he is slave to the situations. Once he realizes, he is the leader to his own self, and only then he transforms out to be an asset to his own self, thereby starting to march towards the truth he is gifted with. Our country, Bharat, provides you enough support in the form of its culture and tradition to make us realize that particular self which unveils you to yourself, which is a true strength that breaks the barriers of ignorance. It can't be achieved in a day. It is a process of unlearning and learning under the guidance of a guru. Here, I don't claim that I have achieved all that I stated. I say that I am the process. Through my experience, I understood that there is nothing called mistake in life. It's only a process of learning. It is only the struggle that uncovers your strength, and pain is your teacher here. So there is nothing called losing or winning in life. It's all about learning, unlearning, learning, unlearning. It's a continuous loop, which is a kind of recursive function which keeps happening all the time. But only thing is, you have to realize that this is a process of learning or unlearning things actually. That's the only way for you to be successful and to get rid of this expectation phenomenon or all sort of diversions which are there to stop you to be successful. So my dear friends, I would like to conclude by saying, don't get stuck in the trap of expectation and waste your time, because time is the most precious commodity and it is non-renewable, quotes Robin Sharma. Believe it or not, situations are there just to showcase your weakness and lets you correct and go forward and win the battle of life. So I hope this talk or this experience of mine would be of some use to you, and that's why I'm sharing it. Stay happy, stay out of expectation, or handle expectations well, and be happy and be successful in career.